One of the races that will be decided in Tuesday's election is the State House of Representatives' 171st District. WPSU's Ann Danahy reports on the race, which incumbent Republican Kerry Benninghoff and challenger Democrat Aaron McCracken are fighting for.
We have hops growing and everything is overgrown because of the rain, but you can see...
An Amish buggy passes by as Aaron McCracken gives a tour of the Bremontown Ballroom in Milheim. She and her husband Joshua host events in the space they converted from a bar.
We've had some of the best concerts in here. We've had hip-hop, we've had Texas country where we taught everybody how to two-step and everybody was doing it. We've had polka parties. We just basically try anything.
The ballroom is one of McCracken's projects. Others include eco-friendly catering, converting the church where her family lives into a home, playing in a band, and running for office.
You know, I think a lot of people were changed, or alarm bells went off, certainly, in the 2016 election.
McCracken said she saw people participating in politics, whether that was going to a march or registering to vote. Now she's the Democratic nominee for the State House of Representatives' 171st District.
I could feel pressure, and I could feel something inside me just say, you have to do something, you have to run for office, and you have the skills to do this, and other women especially are doing this. Now is the time.
The district includes parts of Center and Mifflin counties. The incumbent, Republican Kerry Benninghoff, has held the position since 1997. McCracken's platform includes growing the renewable energy economy in Pennsylvania, not only for the climate, but for the jobs. She says corporations influence politicians on policies that hurt working people, including not raising minimum wage and taxes that benefit businesses, not workers.
The problem is not people not working. The problem is that people don't get paid enough money to do it. I look around and I see people hustling and working their tails off and not being able to get ahead.
McCracken's parents were from Center County. Her father was in the Navy and McCracken grew up in Maryland. She moved around after high school, including earning a bachelor's from Penn State and master's in social work and public administration at West Virginia University. Her past work ranges from green buildings to analyzing student testing data.
I'm a good girl in waiting, tried my hand at standing by.
She also writes songs and plays in a band.
I'm suddenly a politician in the last few months.
And even though she's new, McCracken thinks she can win. In the years that Benninghoff has faced a Democratic challenger, he has won the race easily. In 2016, for example, he got about 69% of the vote. Kerry Benninghoff's Bellefonte office is downtown, across from a coffee shop. On a recent visit for breakfast, he dropped off some flowers he grows in his garden. He says one of the things he prides himself on is being available to people.
People stop me at Grange Fair and they'll say, appreciate what you're doing. I don't always agree with you, but you know, I know you're working hard. We appreciate it.
Benninghoff grew up in Houserville in Center County and graduated from State High. He attended Penn State and worked at the hospital before going on to become county coroner. In 1996, he ran for and won the state House seat he holds.
I find some irony that this is the only profession where tenure, experience, and longevity seems to be perceived as a liability. If you hire a roofer or you hire a surgeon to do your surgery or somebody to work on your car, most people want the people with a lot of experience and have knowledge.
He points to accomplishments including advocating for funding for transportation projects, introducing legislation that stiffens the penalties for DUI while boating, and a relatively new law giving adopted children access to their birth certificates. As an adopted child, Benninghoff said he understood the frustration of people who can't find out about their birth family's medical history because they're adopted. He says the opioid epidemic and a tax system that entices businesses and keeps them here are other key issues. He also points to jobs, but says the bigger challenge is having a workforce that's trained and available.
To me, I think it's more about, are we providing the quality of education and the aptitude of what is needed for the workforce demand?
Benninghoff's running for his 12th term, and he says he takes every race seriously.
I'm not generally very prideful, but I will say I put a ton of time and energy into this position. And, you know, I kind of jokingly say to my staff, if you find somebody that's going to work harder than I do, I'll vote for them.
He says he likes what he does, and he thinks he and the people in his office do their best to serve constituents regardless of political party.
Here's your last.
I'm just getting ready. What do you got, syrup first?
One of his summer appearances was joining other politicians to make a giant-sized ice cream sundae at the Grange Fair. Mike Namath was one of the people there. He lives in Maryland but grew up in Bellefonte. Like many of the people there, he knew Benninghoff.
I like him a lot. I've known him for years. I taught his kids in swim class. He's always been a great guy.
The election is Tuesday. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.